USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Colorado Republican Party is appealing last week's Colorado Supreme Court decision to remove former President Trump's name from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The court had cited a violation of the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. In contrast, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday that Trump can remain on the ballot in that state. More than 3,000 flights within the U.S. are experiencing delays, and more than 40 have been canceled, according to the flight tracking service FlightAware. The disruptions coincide with a surge in holiday travelers returning home. The former Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan, says the southern border is increasingly porous due to a surge of individuals seeking entry into the U.S. A strong critic of the Biden administration, Morgan views these surges as de facto amnesty.
This administration and the Democrats, they see a perceived political benefit from open borders in two ways. One, remember, illegal immigration is counted as part of the census. And then the last one, they believe that every single illegal alien they find a pathway to citizenship is going to equate to a Democratic vote.
The White House and Senate Democrats are working on a plan to impose stringent limits on asylum, expand detention capacities, and increase deportations. Israeli forces may be poised to open a second front in their war with radical Islamists. While the IDF continues fighting Hamas in Gaza, there is growing concern about rocket attacks from Hezbollah militants across the border in Lebanon, and now Israeli forces may push in that direction. Israeli opposition leader Yair Lapid did not mince words about his people's resolve.
The state of Israel wasn't founded with the belief that anti-Semitism will disappear. It was founded so that we can tell anti-Semites they can go screw themselves.
The Israeli military said Wednesday that its northern command was in a state of very high readiness. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Mortgage rates have dropped for the ninth consecutive week, coinciding with indications from the Federal Reserve about potential interest rate cuts in the coming year. According to recent data from Freddie Mac, the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage now stands at 6.61%. A new study has found that social media companies like Meta, X, and TikTok have collectively made over $11 billion in advertising revenue from minors in the U.S.
The information comes from a study from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Researchers say the findings show a lack of self-regulation by the companies when it comes to ads and content targeting children. The company Meta, which owns Facebook, is already being sued by dozens of states for allegedly contributing to the mental health crisis. I'm Ryan Daniels.
U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert announced in a Facebook video that she's dropping her re-election bid next year in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District and will be running instead in the state's 4th Congressional District. The announcement comes as her re-election chances in the 3rd District were looking slim. She won re-election in 2022 by just 546 votes, and this year was trailing her opponent, Democrat Adam Frisch, by about $5 million in campaign fundraising. Tonight is the conclusion of Thursday night football season, with the 10-5 Cleveland Browns aiming to clinch a playoff spot as they take on the 6-9 New York Jets. Kickoff set for 8:15 p.m. Eastern. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.